Home or away. Home or away. The only station that brings you live commentary of the Cornish Pirates. BBC Radio Cornwall.
And this time, it's an opportunity, and the Cornish Pirates are going to score the first try of the evening. Kyle Marrier picking up from the ruck, dancing round the blind side, the home defence statuesque, even the Pirates players standing almost in disbelief. And Kyle Marriott has dotted down behind the Worcester post. The Pirates lead 5-0. Hopper and Wynne are underneath that. And Hopper did very, very well to take that and then breaks away. Matt Hopper with a race for the line. He's got Garvey with him. Hopper needs support. He's going all the way. And Matt Hopper wrong-foots Marcel Garvey and scores just to the left of the post. The Cornish Pirates lead 12-0. Capped 17 times by England, right-footed, that's a lower trajectory, the crowd will tell you they like that. And finally Worcester have got themselves on the scoreboard, 14-3. A little bit of unsporting jeering coming from the crowd on the far side of the field. As Cook, right-footed, drills that one at the posts, the flags are raised, the Pirates have got a 14-point lead again, 17-3. Good drills that one at the post, that's straight through, the crowd like that one. And 17-6 it is now. Rob Cook lashes the ball between the Warriors posts. It's 20-6. The Cornish Pirates lead here at Six Ways. We've got 22 minutes of the game remaining. A real examination of the Pirates' fitness and stamina and scrummaging technique as the Warriors relentless here. The referee playing an advantage. And eventually Worcester breach the Pirates' line. A try. It looks like the scrum half, Johnny R, who's got it. It was pretty inevitable, but that gets the Warriors back into the game at 20-11. So it's Joey Carlisle who's just come on, who's got the chance to cut the deficit again with a penalty right in front of the posts at 24 metres out. And he's popped that one over. And Worcester Warriors have reduced the deficit to 6 points. Yeah. 20-14. The Warriors trying to snatch it right at the death here. Driving at the Pirates' line. And the referee has given a penalty try. He backs under the posts. There are hands on heads in the Pirates' ranks. Mike Myerscough cannot believe it. Well, Joey Carlisle has planted the conversion effortlessly between the posts. The Warriors 21-20 ahead. Are they to preserve this unbeaten home record? We've had 2 minutes nearly of second half stoppage time. Pirates fans around us urging the team on, but it's turnover. Garvey will clear it downfield. Wes Davis wants to get underneath that for the Pirates, right on halfway. He will launch the counter-attack. He's well tackled by Garvey. He needs support here at the breakdown quickly. Doherty, and a penalty to the Cornish Pirates. It looked like Miles Benjamin not releasing the tackler when he looked like he was off his feet. And Cook, with 4 minutes of stoppage time,
yes!
Sets that at the posts. The yes! flags are raised. Rob Cook puts the Cornish Pirates back in front. 23-21. There's still time to play. The referee signals the end of a famous victory for the Cornish Pirates. Their first away win since December. They've ended the unbeaten record at home of the Warriors in the championship, and they have done it with a performance of the highest quality. Boos and jeers from a section of the fans on the far side of the field, but that can only be aimed at their own side amongst their own frustrations. The Cornish Pirates have won 23-21.